listening to Renegade Broadcasting.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fired Up. Please excuse my stuffy nose. I've got a little bit of a cold here that I've been fighting off, but I really wanted to get this show out to you guys because I've been looking into this for the last couple of days, and I'm pretty astounded at what I'm finding. Now, actually, Anthony of Renegade, who comments frequently, you've probably heard him in the comments before, always leaves some really awesome comments that make me laugh, keep me going. He had brought up to us in a private chat that, you know, he thinks this Chris Watts thing is a psyop, and I've got to be honest, at first I was like, Anthony, really? I mean, come on. What would they have to gain? I know they like to demonize white men and everything, but like, come on. And I did honestly have that reaction. So it's so interesting that even when I consider myself pretty aware of the magic tricks that go on, they still work on me and they still work on you. I mean, this is crazy. So I had it in the back of my mind. I was like, you know, he's right about a few things though, because why would this guy take all the time to like stuff his kids into an oil drum? Apparently the hole was like really small and everything. And why would he bury his wife Shenanigan? Why would he bury her like way over here? And what's up with Andarico or whatever it's called, this oil company that has ties to the military and all this? So I found some really interesting information about all of this. So basically, I'm just going to read to you some comments from this video. The video honestly was not very good. It was from ItalianLad69 or something. And I think the video is kind of worth skipping, honestly, but the comments are what's very interesting. So I've also just this morning found two other videos. So I'm going to kind of go over those as we do this show here. It'll be new information for me, but these comments in here pretty much seal the deal for me that I believe this is 100% bullshit. And this is coming from somebody who kind of rolled their eyes at Anthony, like, oh, Anthony, I love you, but like, really, dude? Yes, Anthony, you were right. So thank you for being right. All right, let's get into it. I think the reason that we don't like to even entertain these stories as being fake is that it's very hard for us to resolve that almost everything we hear on the news is like 100% fake. Now some people will call us auto hoaxers, right? Like Activist News, and I'll get into him on my Firestarter show. Auto hoaxers, where we just assume everything's a hoax. You know what? I'd say being an auto hoaxer is probably the best position you could take. Assume it's bullshit until proven otherwise. And now I knew that they faked shootings and terrorist attacks, but you guys, they've been faking these big dramatic murder cases forever. Think about JonBenet. Now she might actually be dead, but I think the whole media frenzy was whipped up on purpose. And think about Kaylee Anthony and now Jamie Close and all these big cases that everybody talks about and obsesses over. All the true crime people are, you know, entertaining that this is 100% real and they get all emotionally invested in it because, yeah, it's a terrible story. A man murdering his pregnant wife and two little girls. It's terrible. But you know what? These things do happen. So that's why someone like me will think, look, you know, yeah, it could be a psyop to demonize white men, but like, let's be real. Crimes like this do happen. Women kill children, men kill children, they kill, you know, like crimes of passion, it happens. But then I have to ask myself, why is it this one that's so important? Here in my city, I mean, I'm part of the community watch thing online. I don't ever comment. I just kind of like watch what's going on. And there are violent crimes every day. This city is really bad for violent crime. But I don't see like Juanito down the street who like murdered his wife. I don't see them plastered all over the news. So you got to ask yourself, why this case? Now, some people will argue that, well, it fits an agenda, therefore they're going to pump up this case, like the Trayvon Martin thing, which I believe was fake as well. Whatever, if you think I'm crazy, that's fine, but look into this stuff. I mean, we were there for the case, not like in the courtroom, but we were living in Sanford, Florida when this whole Trayvon thing went down. So, I mean, like we went downtown, we checked out the courthouse. We weren't able to go inside, obviously, but there were media people out there. I mean, it was a frenzy, but that doesn't make it real. That doesn't make it real. The media are going to be all over anything, just like they were at Pulse Nightclub, which I went down to and investigated on my own. That video is probably still up on Renegade Vids. Just type in Sinead investigates the homo cost. I went down there and I went behind media tape. Like, I just walked right in like I knew what I was doing. I figured the worst thing that could happen is that they would just tell me to leave, but I would say I'm press because I was. I'm from Renegade Broadcasting. Thank you very much. So I'm press. And I was just back there kind of checking it all out, and there are media everywhere. Does it make it real? No, that nightclub had like 9 parking spots, and there were apparently 300 people in the closed nightclub, by the way. That place wasn't even open. So, all right, let's get to some of these comments, and I'm looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say about all this. Well, actually, before I get to the comments, I want to just preface this with the whole Anadarko oil psyops thing. Now, one of their people is on record, on recording, and I can play it for you in a moment. I'll read it too. Saying that they need to use counterinsurgency psyops. So, against anti-frackers. So, here we go. Let's find this article. Okay, oil executive, military-style psyops experience applied. Last week's oil industry conference at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Houston was supposed to be an industry confab, just like any other. A series of panel discussions, light refreshments, and exchange of ideas. Goes on here, hold on. Okay, at another session, Matt Carmichael, the manager of external affairs of Anadarko Petroleum, spoke on the topic of understanding how unconventional oil and gas operators are developing a comprehensive media relations strategy to engage stakeholders and educate the public. He said he had several recommendations for the oil industry media professionals at the event, one of which he said involved the military. This is the guy here. Download the U.S. Army/Marine Corps... counterinsurgency manual, because we are dealing with an insurgency, Carmichael said. There's a lot of good lessons in there, and I, coming from a military background, I found the insight in that extremely remarkable. Now, I'm actually going to skip playing the recording of it for you because it's very hard to hear, but you can look up this video, Anadarko, Chris Watts, and Military Psyops Part 1 on YouTube. Sorry, you might hear my son making ridiculous noises in the background. Okay, so now let's get to some of these interesting comments. Now, some people are noticing that he really doesn't have any emotions about this or anything, especially when they're supposedly missing. Now, this could be just because he's a shitty actor or he's a psychopath, but I'm going to go towards the side that he's just a shitty actor. So this commenter says, maybe he doesn't show the expected emotions because they aren't actually dead. I don't believe anything anymore. There is speculation about this for good reasons, or perhaps they were killed to silence him or for whatever reason. Nothing seems right about any of this, just like he's playing a part. Now, the reason why I believed this was real, okay, the magic worked on me and many others, was because I watched this video that was, of course, recommended to me. Like, oh, hey, Sinead, do you want to watch this video over here? It's totally real because it's from a body cam. It was body cam footage of a police officer who was, you know, going into the house and searching, and oh, Chris Watts' body language is saying that he's guilty, and it all seemed so real, right? Because it was on a body cam, just like this helmet cam from the New Zealand fake Mossad hoax. So these are just ways to give the illusion that, oh, this is so real. I mean, cops couldn't be in on this. And it also, I think this psyop got people to really feel like cops are the only people that we can trust. Your husband could kill you at any time. You know, the guy down the street that everyone thinks is nice and successful could murder his children and stuff them into a little hole in an oil drum, which makes no damn sense. So, you know, you just gotta trust the police. They're the only ones that are gonna help you. I think that's another aspect of this psyop here. Now, this family lived in Colorado. We know there's a lot of military action in Colorado. Let's think back to the Batman shooting at the cinema, Aurora, right? And then we had Columbine, obviously. What else did we have? Now we have this, Denver Airport, a lot of crazy stuff going on there. So there's a ton of military stuff going on in this state. I mean, almost in every state, but Colorado's definitely had their share of psyops. And I believe Columbine was a psyop, by the way. I also believe, I know this from looking at the evidence and the terrible crisis acting, that Aurora was a psyop as well. Now, someone says, I've never seen police handle evidence like they showed in a video, getting the sheet out of the bag and then hanging it on a closet. Yeah, guys, this police officer wouldn't just be able to, like, go in and start touching, like, the supposed crime scene. They would want to preserve it in case there was an abduction or there's DNA left behind. And a police officer would know the proper protocol. But here he is touching evidence, hanging stuff up. And we'll get into some more of the inconsistencies and things that don't make sense later. But let's read on here. He took the sheet out of the bag and then hung it in the closet. It wasn't even done in a crime lab. That is why I think the whole thing is a psychological operation, unless whoever is the one getting all these personal videos from the police cameras is doing this to confuse everyone. Yeah, and this is really interesting, too, that Shanann, because she was part of this whole Thrive thing, which seems like an MLM for vitamin patches or something, she had, you know, like, hundreds of videos of her on Facebook Live and her children. So, of course, now everyone is obsessively watching these videos and they're so invested in their lives and they feel so connected to this case when it's really all just acting, in my opinion. Okay, let's go on here. They say the house looks like a staged house just for this agenda. I've never seen a case where a man was just thrown in jail for life within such a short period of time. That's another clue. Why was this case just nicely wrapped up with a bow in like a couple weeks or less? That's never how court proceedings happen. They drag on forever. Even if the guy is so obviously guilty, they still have to jump through all the legal hoops and do it all the proper way. So again, this makes no sense. Show me some crime scene pictures, no matter how graphic, then I might believe something. Well, they won't. Okay, then someone says, I can't find Chris Watts in the prison database. Another person says, sounds about right. None of this made sense. Cramming dead kids into an 8-inch hole? I don't know, man. This just seems outrageous to me. Again, and Anthony brought this up. So thank you, Anthony. Why would he take the time to, like, dismember these bodies and put them into an 8-inch hole? Now, the official story is so their decomposing bodies wouldn't smell. Well, then why the hell did you bury your pregnant wife over in, like, a ditch or, like, in a very shallow grave that a drone found? Ooh, drone saved the day. It's just insulting now, and I can't believe I for a minute believed it. I feel freaking retarded. But it just shows you guys their little magic tricks are everywhere, and they're nonstop. Like, the majority of the news stories we get are made up. And not only are they made up, they're serving an agenda, a sinister one that does not have our well-being in mind whatsoever. Okay, moving on here. If you have ever noticed in these PSYOPs, many of the people you can never find real info on, just like the Bundy case. They have the public believe they are moved to all these private prisons, and yet sometimes you can't find them in the system. Sometimes pictures don't seem to quite look like the same people. Uh-huh. Moving on. Someone also mentions that there are no Facebook accounts for the people in question, only Shanann Watts, no Cindy Watts, etc. And I just find that kind of rare because in this day and age, I mean, like, my parents have Facebooks. They're rarely on them, but most people are going to have a Facebook presence. Most people that aren't like us because we're cut off and banned from social media. But, I mean, you'd think that at least somebody else in their family would, but no, it's just Shanann, which I find weird. Now, the media reported that Chris Watts was hired at Anadarko. That's the oil company that's interested in PSYOPs against anti-frackers. Yeah, that one. They said that he was hired at Anadarko only 6 months ago. However, that is a lie. The oldest pay stub found by investigators shows he was at the company since at least 2015. By separating him from Anadarko by several years, the media is attempting to downplay how deep his involvement with Anadarko really goes. Anadarko. It's just an interesting name here. Like, keep people in the dark with their PSYOPs. Anadarko. That would also dispel the money problem that the money problem drove him to kill. Also, the bankruptcy stems back 4 years, and she had a good-paying job. I still stand by my theory, which had nothing to do with money or infidelity. I don't know. I guess that person's still assuming this is real. Don't buy the having money problems based on previous bankruptcy unless something more concrete shows, as she frequently talked about the money she was making even in the perks from the levels, I guess that's the multi-level marketing thing, Thrive product sales. Bankruptcy would actually give them relief and a redo. On one, she said, was $800 a month, much like a car allowance. that had been making her car payment, insurance, and taxes, plus had extra from it. Okay, whatever. Okay, yeah, so he had apparently worked there for 6 months, but they filed for bankruptcy in 2015. However, they built a $400,000 house. I mean, if you see the house in these videos, it's freaking huge, like unnecessarily big for a family of, well, three children. One was on the way, supposedly, and two adults. I mean, it's ridiculously huge. And it just doesn't, it didn't even look lived in my opinion. I know there are some people that keep their house very minimal and like, but I mean, you have two young girls living there. There should be toys everywhere. And it just seemed way too spick and span in my opinion. Okay. So yeah, how did they build this $400,000 house if they were supposedly filing for bankruptcy? Someone says, I think they got the house in 2013. It was said that Shanann's mother co-signed the loan. Yeah. We'll see. Okay. I also think it's really convenient, too, that Nicole, the mistress of Chris Watts, is now in a witness protection program. So, you know, no one can actually ask any questions about this. And Chris Watts is on suicide watch, so I wouldn't be surprised if he, you know, quote unquote, kills himself. And then this whole case is just forgotten about and no one looks into it any further. But it still stays with people as real. Another person mentions how they cannot find Chris Watts in the prison database. Now, some people say there is a link where you can click to send him money, you know, but that doesn't actually, you know, if you look him up in the prison population, he does not come up. That supposedly happens with a lot of these fake criminals. Okay, now this is a good comment from Purdy Girl. I swear today I have finally had my faith renewed in people thanks to your comment. I felt so alone with my questioning of the authenticity of this whole reality miniseries 2019 version of the Blair Witch Project. And people are taking and accepting obvious discrepancies and blatant deceit as truth. My friend was murdered in July in a love triangle. The other man stalked and shot him and shot himself. Both dead men's phones took months of legal hoops and injunctions to unlock. Yeah, exactly. But all of a sudden, we've got all these phone records, all this private stuff coming out, you know, within what, like hours, days of this whole thing? That's not how it works in a real court proceeding. Okay. Sorry, I lost my place. So, yes, they had to go through a bunch of hoops and injunctions to unlock the phones, and since there was no trial, that evidence is not public record. And with the Nicole, the mistress, Love, that the amateur detective housewives nicknamed her. Oh, NK, that's what they're calling her. Her involvement in this in real life would still be an ongoing investigation to see how much she knew. Exactly. Why have they already ruled this lady out? You would assume that this guy had an accomplice, possibly his mistress, who knew that he was married, you know, and we're all believing this is real for the moment. So if he killed his pregnant wife and two daughters, you think maybe the mistress wouldn't be in on it too. But no, she's been cleared. It's all good. She's in the witness protection program now, okay? This is a scripted reality show, and they apparently used Tommy Wiseau to write and direct. I don't know where she's getting that from, but okay. The Facebook lives of shenanigan, meaning to dupe, were cringeworthy, cliche dialogue, improvised acting, with each one providing a clue. When she would pretend to be addressing her live audience, I could barely watch due to how obvious it was that she was doing a scene. Oh, everyone's obsessed with I mean, I watched a bunch of them. I got totally captivated by this fake case because it was like all over YouTube. Oh, I'll watch that. I'm such a dumbass sometimes. Like, see, you guys, none of us are perfect. It was as fake as actors drinking coffee out of an empty cup. How about the nosy BFF? This is a good point that she brings up because this was in the body cam footage that I watched. Her friend, like, no one has a friend that's this much into our personal lives, okay? So let me get into this best friend that was so worried about shenanigan. All right, so how about the nosy best friend? The friend we all wish we had, who calls the cops if we don't answer her 7:30 a.m. text after getting home from a long trip at 2:30 and missing a 9 a.m. doctor's appointment that maybe we rescheduled, and all our best friends forever, of course, have the name and numbers of our doctors. Yeah, the whole thing started that the best friend was concerned because Shanann didn't respond to a 7:30 a.m. text, even though she got home at 2:30 a.m. Okay, like what friend? I have, you know, some pretty good friends, but they don't know. Oh, I don't go to a doctor, but they don't like know numbers to call if I don't. Why would they be concerned if I didn't text them back at 7:30? Oh, and then apparently she calls the doctor. By the way, it's against the law for a doctor's office to give out any info about a patient, even when they missed an appointment. And this best friend forever can see through blacked out windows in a garage also. And she has a key to the house. How convenient. The cherry on top, the cop lets her and another neighbor come along into the house with him to investigate a missing person and children's situation. Knowing that one possibility is dead victims. Yeah. So again, the way that this was handled by the supposed cop, it's never handled like this in a real case. Cop talking, hey, come on in, see what you can find, and make sure you pick up anything you find and question the husband, who quite possibly could be involved, about any evidence you find. We're a little low on officers these days. We like to round up neighbors and friends to help with investigations. I can go on for days about this and why it's a hoax, but I'm now getting my dose of the brain-dead masses comments with the Netflix mockumentary called Abducted in Plain Sight. I gotta watch this. I've actually been watching the Madeleine McCann one, and it's so... Oh God, it's so disgusting how they're trying to paint the parents as like innocent. So what that we had our children alone in an apartment while we're like 5 minutes away down the street? It's basically like eating in your backyard. Oh, those guys are creepy. I'll do another show on Madeleine McCann. Okay. That one, instead of just being a true life drama series, is filled with doubled over, holding your stomach laughable true accounts of the 11-year-old daughter's 4 kidnappings by the family friend, lover, vacation planner, slumber party guest, sex education teacher, handyman, who convinces the parents he should sleep 4 nights a week naked in the 11-year-old's bed for therapy before kidnapping the 11-year-old for the first time. If you haven't seen it, you are in for a treat. It sounds like such bullshit. I'll have to check it out for you guys. Okay. I think this reality show slash miniseries was released at the same time as Abducted in Plain Sight with a few agendas. But the one common with these two is to make people untrusting of everyone. Yes. Untrusting of your spouse, neighbors, parents, coworkers, etc. Be suspicious of everyone. Be fearful of kind behavior. That way we are forever divided. Plus, in both cases, movies, the only good guys are the police. Without them, we aren't safe. Which we know is not always the case. I would say it's most likely not ever the case. There are ZOG officers. I'm sure there are good ones that do good little deeds every day, but like they're working for ZOG. Yes, without them, we aren't safe, though, and should be looked at more suspiciously than the handsome, possible murdering neighbor and dad. Yeah, I'd say the cops should be looked at more suspiciously than your random neighbor. Okay. Going on. Someone says the doc number is fake. Go to Wisconsin Department of Corrections inmate search and put in the number. It will come up. No offender found. Shocking. Why Wisconsin? Oh, maybe that's the town. Okay. Also, when Chris Watts was arrested in the video on YouTube, the officer did not read him his Miranda rights. All those videos, no Miranda. There's something seriously wrong with this whole thing. And just look at how I myself didn't ask these questions. I think it's because I don't really know what the process is when someone's arrested. But think about everybody that fell for that. No one even thought for a second, like, hey, wait a second, this guy isn't getting his proper, you know, rights read to him and, you know, standard procedures, because that's all going to go away pretty soon. It's just going to be like kangaroo courts. You've been accused of terrorism. Come with us. You're going to the gulag. No court proceedings, no investigation. Just within a week, you're in jail for life or you're dead. They want us getting used to this. I think there are many different reasons for these psyops. And the more reasons they can cover in one of these operations, the better. It's not like they're just targeting one thing. They're like, all right, let's see how many people we can screw up with this one. And you have Anadarko literally saying, we are interested in counterinsurgency psyops. And Chris works for Anadarko in a pretty high capacity. And it looks like he was in one of those kind of cushy jobs that someone that maybe served a couple tours overseas in the military would come back to afterwards. Now, I can't find any. Look, is Chris Watts even a real person? Again, right? I couldn't find anything on Chris Watts, the character, being in the military. But like, are these people even real? yes, they might be real flesh and blood human beings, but are those their names? Did the girls ever die? I don't think so. I really don't. Now, this isn't to say that, like, murders don't happen every day. They do. Oh, they do. I live around a lot of crazy stuff. But is it on national news like this? No, it's not. So, all right. Let's read more. All right. Lydia brings up something here. I have done some extensive research into this. Also, the connections to the Ring doorbell security systems and Richard Branson being the founder, if the security camera device is extensively discussed throughout all the media coverage. I don't know what she means by that. I think I understand what she's saying, but she worded it really weird. I believe the deep state or government is tied to this, and it's a psyop as well, and I have factual info to back up my claim. I am also in the legal field, too, and this was not done by the book in any way. I also find it interesting the victim, Shanann, happens to chronicle her life on Facebook. Maybe she meant book. I believe this was deliberate to help create the following this case has had. Plus, you can't find a thing on Nicole. That was the mistress. These are just surface things I am mentioning. I have concrete research to back it up. I hope she comes out with some videos, because I'd be interested to hear more. Okay. Now, this one I tried to verify, but I couldn't find my headphones, so I didn't find it. But if anyone wants to verify this for me, I'd appreciate it. Someone says, all right, in the video, when the officer goes into the house and starts to walk up the stairs, he taps in cam for permission to enter the house. I don't know what that means. You hear nothing. He gets to the top of the stairs, and Chris Watts says, I phoned Shanann Watts' phone, and the officer must have looked at him bad because it wasn't time for that line. So I did hear that part. The officer covers his body cam with his hand. Then he starts walking up the stairs, and Chris Watts, the character, actor, goes, I tried calling her phone, and the cop goes, oh, kind of like, we're not supposed to say that line yet. And then they like talk about something else and then come back to it later. So, yeah, he passes him and shouts, oh, looked around, comes back out, passes Chris and Shanann Watts' phone, goes to the next room, looks around, comes out. And then the boy in the red shirt, he's not really a boy, he's like a young man, the guy with the ponytail, shouts action. His mom comes into the scene. Only then is it time for the phone. So then the phone comes into play. Chris Watts and the rest of them are actors. Soon as you see that, your eyes are open to more. This is evil because they make money on this. Even on YouTube, they are taking people's money with all what they are saying. One word, psyop. Yes. I couldn't hear the action, but I did hear the weird, like, flubbing of the line. You could tell. It's like during a play and the actor says the wrong line. You're like, okay, you freaking idiot. You weren't supposed to say that yet. And then he just like kind of diverts, goes and looks around a room. And now I don't know too much about legal proceedings, but like, wouldn't they have to have a warrant to search? I mean, I don't really know how it works. In a missing persons case, it might be different because the family is like, come on in, please try and help us find anything. But you'd think that they would have more police come and some forensics people come to start, you know, swabbing for fingerprints and looking for DNA, or they would bring Chris Watts down for questioning. They wouldn't just like be in the house. It was all very strange. Someone says here, I wonder if this is a psyop because for some reason it's not triggering any emotion for me. A pregnant woman and two young children were supposedly murdered and I barely shed a tear. I figured maybe because I didn't know them that I couldn't really connect to what happened. But then I watched a documentary about Amina and Sarah Said, who were teenage girls murdered by their fathers, and I cried my eyes out. I think my intuition can tell when something is real versus fake, and that's why I have no emotional response to the Chris Watts case. Only curiosity because of so many things that don't add up and are clearly being hidden. Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, I think most of us on a deep level, whether that be subconscious, you know, we're not even really aware of it, or just an inner knowing, we can tell when something is fake. But then our logical mind comes in and says, no, why would it be fake? This is all over YouTube. Durr. I mean, just like I did. This stuff is amazing how it works. It's hard for us because most of us can't put ourselves in the shoes of these people that are lying to us every day. Most of us could never do that. We wouldn't be able to sleep at night knowing that we've deceived millions of people and it's going to lead to their enslavement. Most likely because we're not psychopaths. So it's hard for me to put myself in that position and say, well, maybe it is faked, because I have to ask myself who benefits. And in this case, they they benefit in many different ways. All right, another comment. Exactly what I'm thinking. Way too many inconsistencies, and everything was somewhat neatly resolved in an odd way. The woman administering the polygraph, for example, she almost seemed like more of a handler than someone who was an impartial member of the criminal justice system. I use that term loosely, of course. Everyone just seemed to show up at the perfect moments, almost too perfect, and I'm hearing how loved he was by his family. And at the same time, they didn't really bat an eye at the thought of him doing this. Yeah, I mean, what parents would want to believe that their child did this? But they're just like, yeah, I guess he did. You know, whatever. Can we get our check now? We're done with this acting gig. His own family seems questionable as well. I live in Colorado, grew up right by DIA. Very aware of the mind control that is bred here. Growing up in Montebello GVR, not uncommon for us to go to the old Century 16 back in the day, and then look what they have done. That apartment was rigged. I used to go by there on my way to school with my mom every day. A lot of things that go on here are so apparent to those of us who are awake aware. A lot more fall for the BS, though. My mom grew up in North Aurora and had been near the area most of her life as well. Rocky Mountain Arsenal is also right there and connects with the airport lands. Wow. And we know those airports are pretty... I don't know. Are they talking about Denver Airport? I could only assume so. There's definitely more to the story with this whole Watts family situation. Chris almost gives me the impression of a possible dissociative identity disorder case. I think he's just an actor. One thing I've wondered is if his programming was breaking down, maybe someone knew how to trigger and alter. Yeah, see, this is, you know, this is assuming that he's like some MKUltra assassin, that this actually happened. No, I really don't think it did. And again, does it make any sense to dismember bodies and stuff them into a, you know, an 8-inch hole in an oil drum? And pretend you're a psychopathic murderer for a second, right? And you don't want to get caught. Why would you put the bodies in your workplace where everyone knows you work and that would possibly be a place where they would search if you're a suspect, right? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense at all. So it seems that people here are still, you know, they're like, yes, it's a psyop, but like it happened. And that's what a lot of people are trying to say with this New Zealand thing, right? It's a false flag. No, it's a complete fabrication. It's a theatrical event, a really shitty one, that I think is meant to cause dissociation because they're so sloppy with this stuff. And I also think it's to get people arguing about this and that. You know, no, it happened. No, it didn't. Look, if you are trying to convince me that any of these things are real, you're either retarded or shilling, because what do you have invested in me believing official media narratives? What do you have invested? Is it your job to sway opinion? Are you a psychological operations worker? Maybe. Chantel says here, yeah, this is fake. Unbelievably. I didn't realize they do fake murders like this. Thought it was only shootings, terrorists, and other classics. Yeah, me too, honestly. I mean, I knew they did, but I just for some reason didn't want to believe that this was fake. Probably because I believed it was real and I didn't want to feel stupid. Okay, I feel stupid. It's official. Embrace that, you guys. Embrace the feeling dumb. It's okay. Magic tricks work. They freaking work. All right. But remember, it's never too late to be like, oh shit, I believed that. Sorry. You know, there's no shame in admitting you're wrong, but there's shame in not looking into these inconsistencies and things that just don't add up and just ignoring them. Like, no, you know what? No, because I want to believe this is real. Okay. Because I saw it on YouTube and you're just crazy for questioning YouTube and the mainstream media. All right, they go on. A body language expert once said that our bodies have innate emotion receptors. So if we're watching real emotion or a great counterfeit, it will automatically evoke the same emotion in us. But if we don't feel anything, then that sensor is showing its fake emotion, i.e. bad acting. Not that you have to delve that deep to call these particular actors out. Even the family photos, for one, are photoshopped. But they also just don't interact slash look like a legit family in them. They look like a literal fake family you'd find in some catalog or something. This is something I'd usually shrug off as me being silly or wrong, but in light of the other evidence, gotta remember God gave us natural instincts for a reason. Also, it is definitely at least partly something to do with that bloody company. She's always mentioned it and the media kept plugging its name. Too in our face to be nothing. Also, too much of a random storyline. Could just be sponsored by them. Yeah, think about it. Thrive. So many people are talking about Thrive now because of that company. Oh, I think Thrive made her kill him. Those the vitamin patches. Or made him kill her. Sorry. Yeah, no. He's the murderer. They've been talking about Thrive, Thrive, Thrive. So, yeah. Great advertising as well. Okay. Someone else says here, well, shame on me because I looked into Anadarko and I looked into Level and its owners and I looked into Ring, the video doorbell company, but somehow I missed the most important thing of all about Ring, the video doorbell company. It's owned by Amazon, which means CIA. Besides the fact that Richard Branson put $28 million into the company, meaning that he's tied up with the government too, it seems that Ring, which was obviously one of those sponsors of this PSYOP, was outed a few years ago and forced to admit that not only were they spying on people through these devices, but they were keeping the information that they'd obtained. I found this info on Wikipedia, and we all know that Wikipedia is a compromised site, so if it's even written there, just imagine what else there is to all of this regarding the doorbell company alone. It's just like the body scanners that were being promoted after the Las Vegas event. Heaven only knows how much information there is in this Watts event that hasn't been discovered yet. Yes. Someone else says, I tend to agree that there are so many red flags in this one, too wrapped up. The fact that he never asked for a lawyer or a warrant. Yeah, exactly. Think about if this guy really was like a murderer and he was trying to cover it up. You think he would just invite the police in? He'd be like, no, I want a warrant. I don't want you in my house. You could tamper with the evidence. He could demand a lawyer. He could demand the right to remain silent and not incriminate himself. But it all was just too perfect. And I love the body language, too, because everyone's like, see? He's guilty because of his body language. He put his hands up on his head. I mean, I fell for it. I was like, yeah, that's interesting how he did that. And then when they're questioning Chris Watts in his home, all, you know, the neighbors and the one police officer, he turns on the TV just when he had done the, you know, I'm guilty body language. And there is some show about a baby in utero on TV. And everyone was like, oh my God, that's so creepy. It's like the spirit world is trying to communicate through the TV. No, it's because this is a frickin' movie set. Even though it's recorded on a body cam, it's fake. Ugh, I'm so sick of all the fakery. All right, someone else, you know, they go on. Why would he leave them at his job of all places? Yeah, why would he dump the bodies there? That's the second, if not the first, place they will look. Why leave her purse, phone, car, and car seats at home? He had a 130 IQ. It makes no sense. I smell a hoax. There have been many fear-mongering hoaxes like the Sandy Children hoax that schools should have 400 kids, yet only 27 children came out. That was definitely fake. There was no Wi-Fi going into that school building. Surprised not many people questioning this one. Surprised too. Surprised I even fell for it. All right. Someone says here, I live about 40 minutes from the Watts and know that that area they are in has fracking going on. And now remember Anadarko saying they're going to use counterinsurgency military style PSYOPs to counter anti-frackers. Pretty interesting. I also know that they put smart meters on all those new homes out there. Okay. Interesting. All right, so now I figure since I have the recording on, let's go through these new videos that I found, and I'll try to explain what I'm seeing as I watch it. So they say, first, let's watch the video, the body cam stuff, and then I will help you regain control of your thoughts, because for those of you who have been caught up in this, you're being manipulated. All right, so let's see. And we're gonna watch the video when it starts. Okay, here it is. So we've got Axion body cam 2. Guy puts his hand over the body cam like I was talking about. Now. Oh, that's when the whole thing goes down with, I found her phone, and the police officer goes, oh. And then goes into another room.
Well.
Goes, well, shit. The police officer goes, oh, well, shit. Because it's like he flubbed the order of lines. Okay, now he's going into a closet.
Friends, do you know she would be hanging out with?
I mean,
I know. I guess her parents are out of state.
Across country, North Carolina.
Oh.
All right, so let's go back. We're going to go through all of these. So, okay. Sorry, it's kind of hard to do this. Okay, so it's just basically going over what I had just noticed about, you know, a Welsh, because he's like, Chris, no, that's not the line. And then he goes back into character. Any friends you know she would be hanging out with? And then he goes and shines his flashlight in a random closet. And Chris is like, oh, yeah. So the phone is right there. Now, if the police officer was really interested in getting to the bottom of it, why wouldn't if he had just jumped on, oh, her phone's there? Let's look at that. But the police officer is like, oh, shh. Then goes into another room. Because that wasn't part of the script, Chris. You flubbed your lines. This guy sucks at acting. I guess they had to do it all in one take, so. Now they're going back to the beginning of this clip again. Why does the cop put his hand over his body cam for a second? What's up with that? I don't know what the point of that would be. Yeah, so this video creator is saying, wouldn't the first thing they would do would be to go to the phone? But they had a bit more acting to do first. So he's like, all right, Chris, I'm just going to keep, like we're improvising here. I'm not going to let the audience know that you flubbed your line. I'm just going to kind of go with it. And I'm going to go look in this random closet over here. And then we'll wait. Oh, I'm going to walk past the phone that you just told me you had. I'm going to shine. I love how he's shining a flashlight inside of a home where you could just turn the freaking lights on. Like, just turn the lights on. Why do you have a flashlight right now? Turn the lights on of the house. Someone even brought up that every single fan is on in every single room of this house when supposedly no one's home. It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know. So there he is flashing the flashlight in the, you know, in the girls' rooms, supposedly, when all he would have to do is turn on the damn lights or open up the blinds. But no, you know, he's got to be official with his flashlight. The officer acting knew you had to see inside both girls' bedrooms for phone scene. Okay, so I guess, you know, he probably, a part of his script was that you got to go look inside of the girls' rooms before we get to the phone scene. Now it says, watch Chris standing in the corner with his back to the officer. Okay, well, what does this have to do with anything? Okay, I guess the guy in red calls action and then Chris starts the scene. So let me see if I can pick that up this time, him actually saying action. Okay, I'm still not hearing this guy say action, but they do, after the cop has done his little look around in the rooms with his flashlight instead of turning on the actual lights, then they start talking about, oh, her phone's here, even though he had just said that minutes ago. Oh, now it's time for the phone scene, everybody. Oh my God, her phone's here. Everyone's gathering around it. And then the best friend, like, touches the phone and then almost does a reaction like it's hot. She's like, oh my God, the phone is here. The phone. It's just ridiculous. So, yeah. So, apparently, Chris Watts's hometown is Fayetteville, North Carolina. And in Fayetteville, there's the U.S. Army Advanced Special Training at 3036 Giuseppe Street, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Yeah, just a coincidence, I guess. Someone also says, do you find it odd that the two creepy New World Order Masonic murals are located at Bank of America, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Denver, Colorado Airport, the two places Chris and Shanann lived? I don't know, kind of weird. Someone says, I just watched the body cam footage again. At one point, the officer clearly calls Chris Rick, and Chris responds, so Rick, what time do you work? At another point, the light in one of the rooms switches off. Then later on, another light switches off with nobody in the room. Then the person in red adjusts both of its bra straps or whatever it's wearing under its red t-shirt. I thought that was supposed to be a dude. Confused. Oh my God. I guess maybe not. So yeah, I recently listened to a recording of the media apparently interviewing Chris Watts in prison, and it's so fake and creepy. The reporters are just laughing and giggling with Chris, and they're just, you know, just like shooting the breeze. And okay, so like, did you have sex with that gay guy or is that fake? And it was just, it's just all so freaking fake. So and that's pretty much it for this Fired Up. I'll get into some other cases in the future that I believe were faked or, you know, not, we're not getting the official story like JonBenet and Madeleine McCann. I've been watching, you know, the Netflix series on Madeleine McCann, and it's just so it's so obvious what they're doing to protect those parents. Now, I don't think the parents were like the only ones in on this. If this thing is even real, right? Is it even real? I don't know. But apparently there was a little Portuguese boy, Ruiz, that went missing and was apparently found to be taken into child trafficking in the Wonderland Club. And we have all these media upset, you know, talking about Madeline. And then this Ruiz boy is just forgotten about. So, you know, there's a lot of interesting angles to look into. But yeah, if you watch it, it's so obvious what they're doing. They almost pretend to be a little skeptical of the parents because, if anything, it was absolute child neglect to leave their young babies and children in an apartment down the street while they're out having tapas and wine. But they apparently went to check on them every 20 minutes. Now, it also doesn't make sense that they wouldn't just use the resort's daycare that would be there at night. No, they just left them in the room alone. And also the twins, the younger children, once Madeline was gone and everyone was ransacking the apartment, of course, tampering with a crime scene on purpose, the children apparently slept through 6 hours of everybody like talking and yelling. And so were they sedated? Were they drugged? I don't know. Looks like Clement Freud comes into play, but this documentary doesn't mention that at all. At least not yet. I doubt they will. So yeah, guys, thanks for listening, and I will be with you on Friday. Take care.